Howdy, folks. You know, I met a fellow yesterday with a long beard, and when I asked him why he wore whiskers, he said he had 3 teenage daughters and only 1 bathroom. This is Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and you're tuned into Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Well, all over the northern part of the United States now, men and women are putting away their golf clubs. And that's okay with me. Somehow I never could get interested in playing golf. I'm just too soft-hearted, I guess. Hitting that little bitty ball with a great big club, well, to me it just isn't cricket. And I can't play cricket either. To me, it just isn't golf, I guess. I've noticed, though, that women who play, they play golf, well, they get sort of catty once in a while. Like I heard one woman said to another after a golf shot, she said, you're improving, dear. You're missing the ball much closer than you used to. But my dentist, he's a golf fanatic. I called him the other day to fix a tooth just as he was leaving for the golf course, and he said he couldn't take me because he had an appointment to fill 18 cavities. Now, imagine that. But we tried down home. We wanted to get my Uncle Herkimer to play golf. He didn't understand it or something. He said, I never saw so much digging and no planting in all my life. Well, I don't know whether the boys of the Halloran Quartet play golf or not, but if they do, I'll bet they chew double mint during their game. Doing two things at once is a cinch with double mint chewing gum, you know. It's a kind of a treat you can enjoy whatever else you're doing. And if it's work you're doing, well, you'll be all the more grateful for double mint there because... Well, the healthful chewing helps keep you refreshed and relaxed, makes the job seem to go faster and easier. Besides which, it's always a pleasure to have such a long-lasting, enjoyable treat to sort of keep you company as you go along. So treat yourself to double mint gum often, will you, on the job and at your leisure. Well, the Hollerin' Boys have a kind of a leisurely song right now, Smoke Rings.
Where do they go? The smoke rings I blow each night. What do they do? Those circles of blue and white. Oh, why do they seem to picture a dream above? And why do they fade my phantom parade of love? Puff, 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 puff your cares away.
Puff your cares away.
And puff, 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 night and day. Blow, blow them in the air, silky little. Troubles wings, but most of them rise away to the skies above. Oh, little smoke rings I love, please take me above, take me with you.
That's a real pretty old song. You know, they say when it comes to buying used cars, it's hard to drive a bargain. But now there'll be a short pause here while Paula and the boys sort of catch on to that little joke there. But most people never realize how good their old model car really runs until they find out how much the new models cost. But when you trade in your old car, one thing I want you to do, leave your spare double mint in the glove compartment for the next guy, will you? He'll appreciate it, and, you can always buy some more to stash away in the new car, so whenever you go out, you'll be sure to have some double mint chewing gum with you there. Well, the Buttram Symphony is getting set to give us the beautiful Swan by Saint Saens. And the reason I have to explain that it's beautiful is because the way they play it, you never could tell, you know. So have at it, men. Somebody slipped up. They played it straight there, didn't they? You know, I've been listening on the radio to an advertisement about a new soap, and the way they tell it, till you've used this soap, you've never really been clean. And it turns out that this is a wonderful soap, just like they say it is, but some folks get mad because they figure the announcer is telling them they've been dirty all their lives now until this new soap came along. Anyway, it's nice to know that at last we can get really clean for the first time in our lives. That leaves only one thing to be invented now. I'm working on it, though. It's a soap for cleaning other soap when it gets dirty. Of course, I always like the way the women in India get clothes clean by taking them down to the river and beating them over the rocks until the dirt just can't take it anymore. I've even heard that the Indian women, they lose a lot of husbands this way, you know, grabbing onto a big pile of dirty clothes and just beating them against the rocks, and then they realize they picked up a lazy husband by mistake. I kind of take exception to this because a certain party sometimes refers to me as a lazy husband, you know. I'm not really lazy, you understand. It's just that work makes me nervous. You know? But those times when I feel kind of tight and edgy inside, chewing double mint gum seems to help me a lot. And the nice part of it is double mint refreshes you while it helps relax you, you know. Gives you a grand little lift so you feel right perky at the same time that your nerves are more quiet and calm. And I tell you, it's sure great to have a relaxer that doesn't just make you fall apart. You try double mint chewing gum real soon and see, will you? Buy some today. And now it's Buttram bonus time. I've got a real nice little poem for our Buttram bonus today. The name of it is How Grandpa Proposed. Tell you how Grandpa proposed? Dear me. And Grandma nodded her silver head. Her hair was like gold in the days of old, but the years have brought silver instead. How your grandpa proposed? Dear me. Well, it happened the eve before Christmas, you see. And now Grandma's dark eyes fairly shone. And this tiny gold heart and this tiny gold key, your grandpa brought them and gave them to me. I have brought you my heart. Will you keep it? Said he. It will open to you, dear, alone. And when in the heart I had fitted the key, I found that the space, just a large enough place, held the tiniest picture of me. Will you live in my heart forever? Said he. And that's how your grandpa proposed, dear, to me. And you think it's as sweet as it ever could be? Well, I thought so myself, said she. Well, that was how Grandpa proposed, our Buttram bonus poem for today. You know, I think one of the prettiest of Irving Berlin's songs, and it fits in especially well right here, it's Always. And I think Paula Richards sings it especially well. All right, Paula.
Be loving you always, with the love that's true,
always,
when the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand. Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. Always, always,
always.
Mighty nice, huh? Well, we'll be back with more entertainment tomorrow for delicious double mint chewing gum. You know, any time you chew healthful double mint, it helps keep your teeth clean. But I'll tell you, after you eat, that's when your teeth need some cleaning the most. So you be sure and chew your double mint after every meal, huh? Well, this is Pat Buttram, and as a general rule, a man is about as big as the things that make him mad. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.